animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank a longtime friend, Christian Patriot brother, our engineer, Devin Lawrence. He jumped in real quick, and hopefully at the new break, we will get new updated sports and news from Michigan Talk Network. I appreciate him jumping in and fixing it. The update didn't have anything new yet. Might want to check with them on when they update. They update, Devin, at 9 o'clock is what they told me, is when they do it. Okay. He said nothing new. Okay, he's going to have to check into that, too. I'll check with Michigan Talk Network, Devin, and see what it is. But I believe they said 9 o'clock. When we start out of the gates at 9 o'clock, we're supposed to have new news and sports, and it's stuck on Monday. So I apologize for that. Greg, Patriot brother downstate listening in this morning, you might want to remind Governor Gretchen Whitmer that it was her party that enabled Iran to build up their nuclear program and their military ballistic missile program. What it's been is not just Democrats. It's been weak foreign policy Democrats, i.e. Barack Hussein Obama, who I believe is a Muslim. I don't care what anybody says. And his butt-kissing of Iran, which was continued by another butt-kissing, completely ignorant foreign policy office holder sitting in the Oval Office, Joe Biden. They're the ones that gave the money to Iran. They're the ones that allowed and tolerated them doing all the terrorist acts they've been doing around the world. Hamas, Hezbollah, all these idiots that Iran has basically used to do their dirty work. And they did it with our money. That's what really ticks me off more than anything. To placate these guys for as long as you guys did is your fault. And now Donald Trump has to clean it up. You know, the old TV commercial joke, clean up on aisle one? Well, guess what? Trump's doing it. And he's doing it with Bibi Netanyahu in Israel. And now it appears, according to what they said yesterday, Saudi Arabia is going to get into the mix. You ticked off a Saudi prince? Yeah, somebody in charge of their military? You guys are really in trouble. His statement was very clear. He's almost more aggressive than Donald Trump. You hit the U.S. embassy on our soil in Saudi Arabia with one ballistic missile, we're going to bring 1,000 ballistic missiles on your butt. Iran is so screwed up. Oh, and I love this one real quick. Oh, no, I got to save it. I got to save it. You got to hear this one. Oh, my God. I got a big smile on my face and laughed right out loud. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Breaking news alert coming into the radio station. NATO forces have intercepted and destroyed an incoming ballistic missile to Turkey. This is how stupid Iran is. Turkey. Oh, my God. Well, the story I was going to talk about that I saw last night, I believe it was Fox News with Brett Baer. The regime, those who haven't been killed yet, were meeting at a new building at a new location. Since their previous building, their headquarters, was bombed and reduced to rubble, they had to go somewhere else to meet. And the new remaining leaders were all gathered together, and they were holding a vote. A couple of people were willing to step up and be the new Ayatollah to replace Khomeini. Well, while they were in that building, while they were having this discussion and this new election of a new leader of the regime, Israel bombed the building. Killing everybody in the building. The guys that were stepping up, raising their hands, saying, I will be the next Ayatollah. I want to be the next Ayatollah. Me, please me. And to the people that needed to vote on it to approve it, they were killed instantly. The bombs that Israel dropped on it leveled the building like a pancake, and all of them in it. Okay, who wants to step up and be the next Ayatollah? Go ahead, raise your hand. Let us know where you guys are going to be. We got a package for you. This is getting very, very interesting. And NATO forces now involved intercepting and destroying a ballistic missile from Iran going into Turkey. This is very interesting. Well, speaking about the governor talking about Selfridge Air Force Base, $152 million for Selfridge Air Force Base passed in the House yesterday. A source close to the governor's office says they jumped the gun. Well, the House, with the Republican majority, passed legislation to set aside $152 million for new runways at Selfridge Air National Guard Base to accommodate the 21 new F-15 EX Eagles II that are coming to Macomb County Base to replace the retiring A-10 Warthogs. Although a source connected with the governor's office told MERS News Service yesterday that the House members jumped the gun, quote unquote. Republicans revamped an old Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget bill, House Bill 4572, and passed it through the House 65-41. With the support of all but two Republicans and the entire Macomb County delegation, and also a handful of Democrats. House Speaker Matt Hall and the House Republicans are looking to speed up the process of getting the new air mission in place by the time President Donald Trump leaves office at the end of 2028. He said doing that means passing this supplemental and getting the governor to sign off on it before spring break. After speaking with federal officials, Hall is of the understanding that if it's left to their own devices, the federal government won't have the needed improvements to accommodate the new 21 new jets until 2030. He's concerned that a new administration will bureaucratically scuttle the whole project if the next president doesn't make suffrage as high a priority as Donald Trump has. We want to build on the momentum while Trump is still there, Hall said at his press conference. The state can move much faster than the federal government. We can't wait for the federal bureaucracy to get it done. However, a source connected with the governor's office said Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been working with the federal government, Michigan's congressional delegation, as well as state lawmakers to pull together the remaining federal and state dollars needed to land the fighter mission. And the House move today clearly jumped the gun and was not part of any plan that's been agreed to by all the parties. So basically, Matt Hall and the Republicans, along with a few Democrats, are pressing the issue. The source said that the governor is still committed to bringing in the fighter mission, but everybody needs to work together to get it done. House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri, Communist Democrat from Canton, along with State Representative Denise Mensah of Mount Clemens, said after the session, they are both supportive of doing what needs to be done to bring the F-15 EX Eagle II to Macomb County. But today's vote was thrust upon them suddenly, with no discussion in committee or anywhere for that matter. We were still in the planning stages, Mensah said, and this is actually a little bit premature. Well, the Democrats who voted for it with the Republicans, State Representative Kimberly Edwards from East Point, formerly known as East Detroit, John Fitzgerald of Wyoming, Peter Hertzberg, Democrat from Westland, Tulio Liberati Jr., Democrat from Allen Park, Mike Mafal, Democrat from Hazel Park, Mensah, Will Snyder, Democrat from Muskegon, Samantha Steckloff, Democrat from Farmington Hills, Angela Whitwer, oh, this is interesting, Democrat from Lansing, and even Mai Chung, Democrat from Warren. Republican no votes came from State Representative Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, and James DeSanta, Republican of Carlton. Sorry, Steve, James, I know where your heart is, but you should have been a yes on this bill. Final numbers from the state budget office have the final cut from last December's $644 million in work project denials at $369 million. And Hall informed the press today that he doesn't plan on restoring a single dollar of it. A list of the projects were listed as to what was going on. Well, Hall's not having any of it. State departments were either contractually obligated or already pushed out $275 million of the $644 that's in question, meaning the money for Potter Park Zoo, the Downriver Community Conference, the Holocaust Museum, Wayne State University's Nurse Workforce Development Program, and a Jackson Downtown Development Project, as well as Hamtramck Fire Department, can't be cut. State Representative Republican Ron Robinson from Utica, Elisa St. Germain of Harrison Township, Joseph Aragona, Clinton Township, and Tom Kuhn from Troy were present at yesterday's press conference to show their support. As far as the $369 million in work project money that was cut through the House Appropriations Committee process, Speaker Hall claimed all of it was waste, fraud, and abuse. $159 million bulk of the cuts came from the Make It in Michigan Fund. $17 million was made to the RX Kids program that Hall said was sufficiently funded in the current year budget. They also cut $27 million in IT investments, $56 million in leftover Indigent Defense Commission grants. $56 million. Whoa. $10 million from the Michigan Strategic Fund and $5 million in renewable energy grants. He estimated that only 10 pork projects didn't end up making it to the finish line. So, very interesting development where they said, we're going to pave the runways at Selfridge. Now the question is going to be whether or not the Senate will pass it and whether or not Whitmer will even sign it. So going to be very, very interesting to follow this story as it moves forward. Yesterday afternoon after the show, I got a press release statement sent to me. And it's triggered some spicy debate in Lansing. The group that were out collecting signatures, both volunteers and paid, put out a press release yesterday that they have enough signatures to put it on the ballot. I'm going to move down to this story right now. Americans for Citizens Voting. Very, very interesting press release came to the radio station yesterday afternoon. Americans for Citizen Voting Michigan announced that they have submitted more than 750,000 ballot signatures and will be announcing it at a press conference later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Paul Jacob is the chair for Americans for Citizens Voting. Kurt O'Keefe is the treasurer. State Senator Ruth Johnson, State Representative Rochelle Smith, and State Representative Ann Bolin will be appearing at this press conference 1 o'clock later today. What is it that they'll be discussing? Press conference announcing the submission of more than 750,000 valid petition signatures for a statewide ballot initiative that requires, if approved by the voters, citizen-only voting, where you actually have to prove your citizenship in order to be able to be registered to vote. Also, forced photo ID to vote, and a systematic review of Michigan's qualified voter files. Press conference today, March 4th at 1 o'clock, will be at the DoubleTree in Lansing, 111 North Grand Avenue, Lansing, Michigan, in rooms 2 and 3, conference rooms there at the hotel. Why are they doing it? To highlight the overwhelming bipartisan statewide support for election security reforms and to outline the next steps in the certification process. While they were required to turn in 446,198 valid signatures, they submitted more than 750,000. Signatures were collected from every county in the state of Michigan. The initiative includes citizen-only voting, birth certificates, naturalized citizens, photo ID, and the ongoing voter file maintenance. Broad bipartisan voter support, petition boxes, filing materials, speakers, supporters, on-camera interviews will be